This is Keeping Pace with Your Health, a weekly show featuring guest hosts speaking on a variety of health-related issues. Keeping Pace with Your Health is brought to you by Shepherd Family Dentistry, 890 Main Street, Half Moon Bay. And now, this week's guest host.
And here's this week's guest host, Sue Pace.
Hello, neighbors and listeners over the Internet. Today I want to talk about advanced directives and a recent research study that was published about their usefulness. Advanced directives, living wills, and health proxies chosen to make end-of-life decisions are important tools for providing care, and we want that care to be keeping with a person's wishes. Recent discussions about healthcare reform have raised questions regarding the value of using advanced directives. A living will states a person's choices for treatment if he becomes incapacitated. A healthcare proxy form is done so a person can name another person, usually a relative or trusted friend, who can make medical decisions if needed. Many people have both of these forms completed. Now, typical decisions involve the use of breathing machines or feeding tubes or giving someone CPR, and people can indicate their preferences so that their wishes will be followed. A study was recently published in the New England Journal of Medicine. The study findings were also picked up in popular media, which put this subject in front of the public, as well as the medical field. The researcher said this study has the first data that has demonstrated how many of the elderly really end up needing medical decisions made for them.
This is Dr. Brian Shepherd. Do you snore or have trouble sleeping? If so, you may have obstructive sleep apnea. If untreated, obstructive sleep apnea can lead to stroke, heart problems, high blood pressure, and diabetes. Shepherd Family Dentistry can arrange a home sleep study connected with a specialized MD for diagnosis and customize a discrete appliance to alleviate symptoms and provide restful sleep. We can bill medical insurance and Medicare. If you would like to learn more, call us at 726-3355 or visit us at shepherddentist.com. You can get a good night's sleep, and I would like to show you how.
Shepherd Family Dentistry, 890 Main Street, phone 726-3355. Shepherd Family Dentistry.
Where we bring your smile to life.
In this research study, researchers looked at how often the elderly reach the point where they can't make their own care decisions near the end of life, usually because of dementia, a stroke, or debilitating illness. They examined how many had living wills or a healthcare proxy form. They also studied whether or not the person's wishes were followed. The research study included over 3,700 people aged 60 and older who had died between 2000 and 2006. The average age was 80. The study showed that about 30% of the people needed a treatment decision made, but they could not do it themselves. Of those, about two-thirds had either a living will, a healthcare proxy form, or both. After the person died, relatives were interviewed to find out if the person's wishes were followed. Most reported that they had. Interesting that nearly all of the patients had wanted limited or comfort care. Only 2% of the people wanted aggressive medical care. Results of the study showed that patients who had prepared advanced directive forms received care that matched their preferences. Results of the study showed that patients who had prepared advanced directives received care that matched their preferences over 83% of the time. The results of the study illustrate the value of people making their wishes known in a living will and designating someone to make treatment decisions for them. The researchers concluded that advanced directives, whether it be a living will or a healthcare proxy form, are important tools for providing care in keeping with your patient's wishes. The use of these directives has increased in the United States, despite some debate about their effectiveness. For the past 20 years, hospitals and facilities that take Medicare patients are required to provide information on them. So you can pick up forms at these facilities. You can also get advanced directive forms online at www.caringinfo.org, and you can download a form for any state. One thing important to remember, too, is that you do not need an attorney. You can get the forms, discuss the issues with your families, sign it, and just have two witnesses sign for you. We don't expect perfection out of these documents. They're there to make a difficult situation a little bit less difficult, especially for your family. Ideally, people, along with their healthcare proxy, discuss their medical conditions, their values, and their treatment options with a physician, not just sign a form. Until next time, here's to your good health.
This has been Keeping Pace with Your Health, a weekly show devoted to important health topics. Keeping Pace with Your Health has been brought to you by Shepherd Family Dentistry, 890 Main Street, Half Moon Bay. Shepherd Family Dentistry, where they bring your smile to life.